The Core.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Pamela Z and you are in The Core. We've got a really exciting show. We had a chance to go to the ASR, the Action Sports Retail Show. It was their 25th anniversary and it was really, really exciting. Everyone was there. You name it, we got their interviews. So stick around.
You're in The Core.
Speaking of ASR, it's the Action Sports Retail Show. And let me give you a little visual on this. It's everyone you can possibly imagine in the ASR. It's the athletes, it's the music, it is everything that's happening. It's craziness going on. People are throwing out promo items. It's just totally, totally crazy. So the minute I walked through the door, I happened to stumble across the Surfer Magazine podcast. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but pretty much Scott Bass, he runs a Surfer Magazine podcast. It was sort of funny because when I stumbled into it, he actually was like, hey, sit down, join us. So in doing so, I actually had a chance to snag a few interviews myself. One person I'm caught up with was Sean Madison of the Surf Ride Board Shop.
I work at a retail store called Surf Ride, and my main purpose is to really see what's happening and going on in the surf industry, and I particularly do a job that is surfboard buying, and so I need to find out really what's going on after the whole Clark foam. And it's really interesting. I've been very excited to see, for instance, like Nev Hyman and the product that he has, and what everybody's just kind of collectively doing, going in many different directions. It's almost like someone has taken their big foot and smashed down on an anthill, and everybody's just gone a million different directions and coming up with many, many different products. So it's exciting, but at the same time, there's going to be products that are super different and unique and awesome, and then there's also going to be stuff that is just terrible. So I almost feel like a guy at a catcher's mitt, you know, playing baseball with a catcher's mitt, and now I'm going to start having more balls thrown at me than I ever thought as a retailer and being a high-profile retail store. I really got to know what's going on. That's why I came here to the show.
The best part was towards the end of our interview, you guys. I was literally getting the evil eye from Surfer Magazine. I sort of had to let Sean go, even though he had just a wealth of information on what was going on with the leading foam manufacturers.
You're listening to the station in the Core.
Hi, this is Rob Machado, and you're in the Core.
And the nice thing about being there was all the hot surfers. And Rob Machado is one of the hottest. He just got back from a great surf trip with Jerry Lopez and Laird Hamilton.
So, Rob, what's the season been like?
Well, I'm not really on the tour anymore, so I kind of just like try and have as much fun as I can and work on different movie projects and photos and video and just try and stay busy.
It's nice. What movie projects are you working on?
You know, there's a couple in the works. Can't really disclose at the moment, but
they're still in top secret negotiation stages.
Yeah, you know, there's always just projects, you know, just going on trips. Just got back from a trip with Laird Hamilton and his whole crew, Dave Coloma and Jerry Lopez, and it was great.
That must have been fantastic. I mean, that must have been just like an unbelievable trip.
Oh, yeah, it was like mind-blowing. Just way too many things to do, you know. It was a really, really great learning experience to hang out with those guys. So,
what did you learn by hanging out with them?
You know, hanging with Jerry Lopez and watching him surf. That was the first time we really got to hang out and surf together. So that was amazing. And Laird, and just, I never saw Laird actually ride a surfboard, like a normal surfboard, or catch a wave. You know, like he had so many just weird toys and crazy things, you know, from body surfing in like one of those body suits that swimmers wear, to stand up surfing, to foil boarding, to, you know, you name it. And we got to do it all. So
has your quiver grown, and now do you like have a bunch of fun different toys that you didn't have prior to this trip?
Yeah, totally. It definitely expanded my mind.
So if you had anything to let any of our young listeners know about surfing, is there something you'd like to tell them that you've experienced that's amazing, or any words of wisdom?
I can honestly say that every day I go surfing, something seems to happen that's amazing, you know, like it's just an amazing sport, and to be out in the ocean is amazing. So that's pretty much why I go back and do it every single day, and you know, that's how simple it can be.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
So I was talking to Mick Fanning, and he was telling us a little bit about his one-day trip and his world title goal.
So what brings you to ASR today? I mean, we're here in front of the Reef booth. We're doing an autograph signing. What is your life all about?
My life is just enjoying, having fun, and just, just kicking it.
So when do you win a world title? What is your goal for that one?
Hopefully this year, but if not next year, and if not the year after, just keep plugging away.
So do you have any favorite surf spots, places you'd like to?
Pretty much everywhere we go on tour is a favorite spot. I always have fun at every place. So yeah, but I have to say home.
For our listeners, where is home for you?
I live on the Gold Coast in Australia, so yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I've been there. It's beautiful. I can see why that's your favorite place. Definitely, most definitely. So how long are you planning on staying in the States, and where do you go next after this?
I'm only here for a day. I'm going back home to Australia to get ready for the start of the season.
Nice. Well, you look really well rested for having traveled 14 hours on an airplane to be here one day.
Yeah, I do other stuff as well.
So what do you think about this being the 25th anniversary for ASR? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. I didn't even know that. So I've only been here about four times. So yeah, that's great.
Thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Cheers.
Hey, you guys, we're back and this is Pamela Z and you're listening to The Core Podcast. And our next visit at the ASR is inside the famed Hurley International booth. You guys can also check out the latest and greatest by going to Hurley.com and check out their video log podcast. It's actually really, really awesome. So here we have it, Bob Hurley.
Hey, what's up? This is Bob Hurley and you're rocking in the core.
Hey, you guys, I'm really excited because I ran into Bob Hurley with Hurley International. And I'm super stoked because I know that you have been such a leading voice, mind, and innovator to what is actually happening in the surf skiing snow. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Hurley, where you've come from, and where you'd like to go?
Yeah, well, you're too kind, and you have a great radio voice because most of that stuff's not really true. But I'm in this business, and Hurley started because we just love kids. And, you know, about 7 years ago, all the kids we love making products for were kind of leaving the industry because our industry wasn't really doing what they wanted to, and we particularly love surf, skate, and snowboarding, obviously, but we also have a huge emphasis on music and art, and we just love open minds and the future, and we embrace the kids and want to give them a voice, so we're following the kids.
So speaking of music and art, like, where do you see music and art going?
Yeah, well, I don't know where music and art are going, but what I like about all the technology is that anyone has access. You know, if you're a young band today, you can make music in your house really cheaply, and you can get it on the internet and people can download it, and there's a lot of access for everybody. So the days of corporations keeping people away from art and ideas is pretty much over. You know, the earth is being revolutionized by all the technology, and it's exciting to watch all the kids embrace it. I just love it all.
Talking about Hurley, do you have any exciting new product that you guys are showcasing at this ASR to be launched for 2007?
Yeah, there's a bunch of tremendous art. I mean, our graphics department, I think, is some of the best in the world, and you know, we really believe and freedom of expression, so we're not scared to bring that to market. And I think the art is the thing I'm most excited about. Also, just generally, our girls product line is probably the best thing I've seen in 20 years, so I really like that. We've got shoes here, we got all kinds of stuff.
You're in the core.
Back to the Core Podcast at the Action Sports Retail Show. And for those of you guys who don't know what it is, just close your eyes and imagine everything surf, skate, and snow, motocross, and BMX related under one roof. All the athletes, all the bands, the hottest product, all the energy, a little bit of drinking, which can make it a little fun. But, you know, skate contest, you name it, it's all happening. And while we're running around, we did have a chance to get a sneak peek into Burton. And we talked to Dawn about the new Be by Burton line for girls.
Be by Burton is a women's collection that will be launching with fall winter 06 and then into 07. It encompasses four hard goods, one board, one boot, one binding, and outerwear that is very fashion forward, very trendy, of course for the mountains and also with great urban influence. The hard goods are absolutely fantastic. The prints on there are, it's black with gold in a snakeskin print. All three elements merchandise together for a full setup. And then we also go into apparel as well that has great urban design so that for a rider or for that athletic girl that's on the mountain, you can wear this, feel comfortable on the mountain, but then also take pieces of it, get on the plane, wherever you're traveling to, land in a city, get out there, do your shopping, do your club thing, do your dinners, and feel like you've got yourself put together, comfortable, sassy, living the way that you normally would.
Now, is the line actually designed by the riders themselves, or do you have a whole team of designers? I'm always curious because I know rider input is so important because there's so many things that, if you're not familiar with the riding style, like that are really important that maybe a designer might forget or skip.
Well, Burton is a rider-driven company that's through and through with all of the product that we do. So this collection in particular, we work with three of our riders, three of our females, Victoria Jalouse, Anne Maling Kongsgaard, and Anne Floor Markser. Those three ladies happen to be some of our most stylish, most sassy, again, using that word, very strong personality girls. They've got a lot to offer, so they work with our designers and our product teams to make apparel that suits them, their attitudes, and then also the type of marketplace that we want to reach.
And we couldn't leave without talking to Matt about the newest Burton Audix technology.
We have a couple new things this year. One major is Audix technology, which is it's a branded piece that we did a collaboration with Motorola. And the Audix technology is Bluetooth compatible. You can actually keep your cell phone in your pocket, and the Bluetooth picks up through the jacket, completely hands-free, runs a microphone inside the jacket, as well as headphones built into the hood, so you can be talking to somebody completely hands-free. You can also hook up your iPod to this piece and run your iPod. As soon as you're getting a call, your iPod dims out and it starts to ring. There's an LCD screen on the left-hand arm, and it's got call waiting on it, and you can see who's actually calling you.
All right, back to ASR. We just got a chance. We just came out of Burton. We're all hot on the subject of snowboarding. And who do we run into but Jesse from Nikita? Now, the hottest thing that's going on right now at Nikita is the fact that they have a new room showcased at the Block Hotel in Big Bear. Now, I don't know if you guys know about the Block Hotel in Big Bear, but basically it's a snowboarder-only hotel. And each industry representative has a room specifically designed by their company, so you as a snowboarder can go and just stay in the DC Shoe Room, stay in the Nikita Room, and Jesse's going to tell us a little bit about that.
The Block Hotel is a hotel. They have a location in Tahoe, which was kind of their flagship location, and it's owned by a snowboarder, Mark Frank Montoya, who is pretty respected in snowboarding for style and progression and kind of the things that we at Nikita really appreciate and value in snowboarding. And when they opened up the hotel down in Big Bear, they invited Nikita to be a part of it. We made it like a super Scandinavian feel, which was really important for us. Then in December, they had a launch party, and we were a part of it, and we had a big old fiesta down there and showed off our room, and it was super cool. We had a really good time, and those guys down at the Block are doing something really cool, actually, with their time and their money, and they're making something really cool happen. And the cool thing about the Block is that you can just go there if you're however old you are and you just want to go and do some snowboarding. Everything is completely tailored to the snowboard lifestyle, and that's really cool, and that's kind of how Nikita came about, was tailoring a line of clothing to the snowboard lifestyle. Together they make just like a really, really exceptional partnership.
You're listening to The Station in the Core.
Hi, I'm Pamela Z, and you're back on The Core Podcast. And of course, we can't forget skateboarding here at the ASR. And we had a chance to take a sneak peek inside the Vans booth. There, I ran into one of my favorite old school skaters, Steve Caballero.
I'm doing good. Just checking out the San Diego trade show.
So what do you think? It's been 25 years. It's been about as long as you've been skating.
I think, it still continues to grow, and people are still innovating and creating new products and, you know, just keeping the sport alive and the industry, and this just keeps it fresh, you know. So it's good to be out here and checking out, see what people are doing, and it's just a great community, you know. It's everyone's striving for the same thing, and that's in having fun and being creative, you know.
So what do you think about people like Danny Wei that are jumping the Great Wall of China, Bob Rundquist, who are doing the loop with the gap now? I mean, that's just insane. Where do you think the progression is going to take us next?
I'm not sure where the progression of the sport is going to go, but there's always kids coming up with new stuff, you know. These are kids that are dreamers, you know, and they're always thinking ahead, like, what can I do here, what can I do there, and that's the great thing about skateboarding is you get a lot of creative people, you know, and once you stop dreaming about stuff, that's when you stop growing, you know, and I think it's all about dreaming.
So what do you think about, you know, park builders like Grindline that are just coming up with these fantastic, almost surreal skateboarding park designs that, like, just seem, like, unbelievable to skate?
I think it's great. Like I said, on that sense, too, you know, there's skateboarders designing parks, and, you know, I get excited when I see a new park built. I want to go check it out, you know, so it's growing. The sport is growing. People are getting more interested in it, and it's becoming more accepted in the mainstream, and, you know, the lifestyle of skateboarding, it's never going to die, you know, it's always going to be around. So, you know, we just got to keep being positive and keep accepting others, you know, and just grow as a family, not try to, you know, separate each other from each other, and just enjoy skateboarding for what it is. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
And also at Vans, we had a chance to catch up with Shelby as she tells us a little bit about the girls' skate team. All right, well, right now the girls' surf and skate team just got back from Tokyo and Hawaii where we did our Spring 06 photo shoot, and you're going to start to see those ads coming out now. And if you go to www.vans.com/girls, you're going to see all the latest behind-the-scenes video footage from that photo shoot. We don't use models. We've been using our real athletes, and you can watch them skating and surfing in Tokyo and in Hawaii and checking out the latest fashions. I don't know if you guys know this, but Vans has a full girls' apparel line as well as a men's apparel line right now, and it looks hotter than ever. So you'll have to check that out. It's all in stores at Vans stores nationwide. And you can go to www.vans.com to find your nearest retailer.
And you guys, there wouldn't be a Vans without the Van Orn family. And we had a chance to run into and talk to Steve Van Orn, the owner of Vans.
Yeah, they used to say SOB was the son of the boss. This used to be. No, the Vans heritage has started in 1966. This is our 40th anniversary this year. And we're at a beautiful booth here that we're showing all of our line for Spring 07. And everybody comes out here to check out what the new lines are. We're excited. We got the Vans Warped Tour coming on year 12. But a month and a half from now, we got the first snowboard event of the year up in Lake Tahoe called the Vans Cup. And then we got the Combi Pool, our Pro-Tech pool party, going to happen over in May, I think May 13th and stuff. So lots of exciting things for us. But the most exciting thing you see in the product, retro's back. Our checkerboards are back, all the slip-ons and fun things like that for Vans, which were popular back in the early 80s and stuff. And that's what's selling today. So we got great skaters like Jeff Rowley and Tony Trujillo that have new lines out and stuff. But the classic slip-ons and skate highs, Caballero just walked by as you talked to him a minute ago. And we got three different lines of shoes. Our classics, Steve's shoes are in, as well as the Core, as well as the Vault, and Syndicate. So we actually has four different shoes and four different lines.
You talked about the Pool Pro-Tech party. I know into the first one last time. And for me, it was really amazing to see just the genre of skaters that were there, you know, from the young guys to the guys that you traditionally think of, the vert skaters, to, you know, almost guys that, you know, came out of the woodwork to skate again that had been skating for years.
And there's a lot of young kids that are coming up that have been practicing those pools for the last 7 years since we've had, you know, the block skate park. But guys like Tony Alva, you know, Cab missed it last year. We ain't going to miss it this year. And actually, I saw Mickey Vukovic, who works with Tony Hawk. I said, yeah, tell Tony to get out there and stuff. But, of course, you had the Runes and the Omars who were tearing it up. But, you know, Lance Mountains and all the different eras of guys that are out there that will be out there this year again. So it should be a really fun thing. Yeah, no, just remember, you know, Vans has been around for 40 years, and it's really the culture here in Southern California that incubated it and has passed it around the world. So next time you need a pair of shoes, go get a pair of slip-ons or blue deck shoes and rock them for us out there. But thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. You guys are listening to The Core Podcast. Make sure you go to www.thecoreradio.com. I'm Pamela Z.
You're in The Core.
Not least, you guys, when I'm running around the ASR, I always try to plan my day accordingly. And Sector 9 is always the last stop for me. And half of that being is, you know, they're just kind of like my family. When I show up at the booth, I feel the love. So I always save the best for last. And we had a chance to talk to Rob Molt with Sector 9 and the launching of some of their new products.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for.
Pamela Z, what's up, my favorite downhill skateboarder of all time? How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing really good. Of course, you know, this is my last stop, so I can have a beer or two and then make my way to the parties tonight.
Well, Sector 9 is the best place to go for your last stop, that's for sure.
I always save the best for last.
Exactly. If you need a beer, Sector 9 is a good place to start.
Dude, I didn't even know I needed a beer, and then you guys like kind of said, oh, here, have a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
all right, I'll have a beer. It wasn't really even an option.
Hey, what's going on with Sector 9? What's the new product?
Well, this year has been a huge year for Sector 9. We've seen the longboard downhill market absolutely explode, and it feels so good to be at the forefront of it. You know, to be the leader of the downhill longboard movement has been insane. We've seen shops that came from carrying a couple boards to going and carrying 12 to 18 boards at all time. Some of the shops we're dealing with are incredibly huge. Like, we're talking 24 to 36 boards in one location. And it's amazing. That shows you how many people have gotten into longboarding and downhill skateboarding. And this year, we introduced two new products, a brand new truck called the Sidewinder truck, which is a lot like a slalom truck. It's two pivot points, and it's an amazing turnability. The radius on it's incredible. We also are making skateboards out of bamboo now. And that is really cool for the environment because bamboo is a weed, and weeds grow a lot faster than wood. So we're doing something for the environment there because, you know, you make a lot of skateboards, you're going to cut down a lot of trees.
My understanding is also that all our wood comes from the East Coast, and we're just annihilating the East Coast ecosystem because of the board.
Well, you know what? It's like, luckily now, skateboarding has gotten so big, not just longboarding, but skateboarding in general. There are actually skateboard farms where they're making trees just for skateboards now.
Are you serious? Oh my God. There are actually, like, this weekend in Park City, Utah, they're unveiling, they've got the big film festival, the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And there are actually, there's a couple films that I wish, like, everything I wanted to do wasn't all in one weekend.
Because
there are a couple films that actually cover the history of skateboarding, and that's one of the things they actually do talk about. And I think it's beautiful that you guys have tapped into, like, really being concerned with the ecosystem and the environment and what's happening.
Yeah, well, you know, that's incredibly important because, you know, the surf and skate industry actually can cause a lot of damage. For being such environmental people, like surfing and skateboarding, being outdoorsy type folks, you know, we actually do a lot of damage. And now all of our clothing, all of our t-shirts are 100% organic. You would be surprised how much pesticides and water are used in making a single t-shirt. So all of our t-shirts and clothing now is 100% organic. We're really proud about that.
I'm really proud about that. I'm happy to say I wear your stuff and ride your boards. I'm so serious.
Hey, Pamela, we love you riding our stuff anytime. Hey, just so you know, Pamela's the fastest girl on the hill.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, do you have any shameless plugs? Like, you know, a website you'd like to tell us about? Any new exciting things happening with any of your sponsored riders?
Well, you know, the team's gotten better and better. The surf team is actually on fire. Here in San Diego, we're getting some new Groms out there, some new juniors. We do the Maddox San Diego Pro-Am Surf Series. We're a big sponsor of that. I actually do the announcing for it, and that's why my voice sounds so great, you know, listen to me. But we also do a lot of more broadcasts, like on 91X. We do the Surf Report there. I'm proud to be a part of that radio station, as well as I got my own podcast show, a lot like this one, and it's called The Audio Assassin, and I play underground and independent music.
Right on.
Yeah, it's on iTunes, and it's called The Audio Assassin.
Well, I will definitely check out Audio Assassin if you check out The Core. So.
You got it. Thanks for The Core so much. Sector 9 loves you guys.
Right on. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Pamela. Love you.
You guys, it was great to be at ASR, and I want to thank so many people. I want to thank Surfer Magazine. I want to thank Bob Hurley. I want to thank Steve Van Orn, everyone at Nikita, everyone at Burton. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much for making our adventure a really, really entertaining one.
Hey, this is Dave Mirren, and you're listening to The Core Radio.
This is Matt Hoffman, and I'm cock blocked in on The Core.
Hey, you guys, this is Bob Bernquist, straight from Brazil. Como é que vai todo mundo? Don't forget, you're watching The Core. Listening to The Core, how can you watch radio? That's Bob. That's Brazilian Bob trying to speak English.